Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Jump Super Reeves, and this is Real Talk for Real People Study Show. You know who I have to blame for that young fella in Kenosha that killed those two people and wounded another, we have the system to blame. This 17-year-old boy didn't know what the hell he was doing, but the system knows very well what it's doing. Okay? That's what we have to blame. The whole system that sent this young fool out. Now he's got a prison sentence, most likely for life, or maybe even a death sentence. Sending these young fools out. Well, I want to simply say on behalf of the Real Talk for Real People study show, we send our condolences, our virtual hugs and prayers out to the family of Jacques Blake and his children, and all the Jacques Blakes and the children, and the Breonna Taylors of this universe. Not only in this Western Hemisphere, but universally speaking. You know, if you're waiting for Biden and Harris to solve all of your problems, I don't want you to get your hopes up. It's not going to happen. Biden and Harris didn't start your problems. Your creator started your problem. Why? Because of yourselves. And that's the only way you're going to alleviate these problems, these killings, these mistreatments, these abuses, these dominations from the cradles of the grave in each area of your lives. It's the only way you're going to solve these problems. But as I said, we're here to provide you with the pertinent information that is needed in order to do so. And let's get right into our studies, shall we? And in these studies, you're going to come to some firm conclusions about some things. And you're going to find out human nature hadn't changed that much. We're always looking for the excuse, always looking for the scapegoat, instead of owning up to what we did and making it right, and thus solving our problems. So if you mind, won't you turn to chapter 3 of the book of Genesis? And I get started. May the Most High bless you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by the reading, studying, and most importantly, listeners, most importantly, the application of his word in your lives. Let's get busy. Now, the serpent was more cunning. I know a whole lot of snakes. I've ran into a whole lot of them in my life, two-legged ones, and they were quite cunning. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the field. He was smarter than any of the beasts of the field, which the Elohim Yah had made. And this serpent said to the woman, "What's up, shouty? Has Yah indeed said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden? Did Yah tell you that?" And the woman said to the cunning serpent, "Now, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the trees which in the midst of the garden, Yah has said, you should not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the cunning serpent said, like I said, I met a whole lot of cunning serpents. And the cunning serpent said, "Whoa, shouty, you ain't going to die. But y'all know that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be wide open. And you will be like y'all, knowing good and evil. You going to know everything, sugar pudding." So when the woman saw that the tree was good, because she was sent out, just like that little 17-year-old boy in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was good for food, that it was pleasant to look at, she was mesmerized. And a tree desirable to make you wise, because he told her, you know, you're going to get your mind right. She took the fruit and ate it. But she wasn't satisfied with eating it herself. You know, we got to always share our stuff. What they're saying, misery loves company. So she gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. Our forefather, he was a sent out, just like most of us. Then the eyes of both of them were open. They, oh, yeah, their eyes got open, all right. And they knew they were never, oh, Lord, we buck ass naked. Whoa, we were innocent like children. We ain't know nothing about all this stuff. Now we see everything. We naked. Then they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. But y'all already know what happened. Man. He gonna play the role with them. Then they heard the sound of the Elohim Yah walking through the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Elohim Yah among the trees. They hiding from Yah. But Yah already knew what was happening, like he knew what's happening with all of us. Then the Elohim Yah called Adam. Adam? Adam, where you at? Where are you? So he said, I heard your voice, Adam speaking. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was scared because I was naked, and I hid myself. And the Most High said, and he said, who told you you ain't got no clothes on, you naked? Now, come on now. Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then Adam said, like most of us, and shorty like that fellow at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's a classic example, but he's just like the most of us. And the man said, it's that woman whom you gave to me. She gave me the tree and I ate it. Now, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It's your fault for giving me that woman. And she called me to eat. It wasn't me. It wasn't my fault. That's funny. And the Elohim Yah said to the woman, what have you done? And the woman said, oh, no, don't put that on my head. The serpent is his fault. He deceived me. I had no part in it. I played no part in it. Just like most of us. Won't assume responsibility for our actions. So the Elohim Yah said to the serpent, oh, you sure is cunning, ain't you? Yeah, because with your slick behind, here's what I got for you. Because you have done this, you are cursed more than any cattle. I'm going to make you lower than the lowest of animals. More than every beast of the field. Because the first, the serpent went on his belly. You know, he's walking sort of like upright. But on your belly, you finna go. You're going to slide and eat dust all the days of your life. That's consequences and repercussions. And I will put an enemy. Enmity between you and the woman. You gonna hate her. She gonna hate you. Her offspring gonna hate you. You gonna hate her offspring. And between your seed and her seed, her offspring gonna bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. Y'all gonna be at each other. Y'all ain't gonna be able to stand each other no more. And to the woman, because there's consequences and repercussions, I got a little something for you. Sugar plum. Since you won't assume responsibility, he come clean. You tried to blame it on somebody else. And here's what I'm going to do. I got a double whammy for you. I will greatly multiply your sorrow and while you having your babies. I'm going to bring pain to the table, baby. Sugar plum. And in pain, you shall bring forth children. And your desire shall be your husband. And he shall rule over you. Well, see, at first they came in an equal partnership, you know, in the family structure. But because the sister bought it on herself, well, he's saying to the sister, now, y'all, I put y'all on equal foot, but I'm going to put the man in charge of the marriage relationship, okay? You bought that on yourself. Don't blame y'all now. A lot of sisters, you out there right now, you listen to these feminists, you listen to the LBGTY, you listen to the United States of America, but you can't stop y'all. Y'all put the law in and it's in motion, whether you like it or not. I don't want no man to tell me nothing. And the United States of America is one all they ain't got to tell you nothing. And look at you. Look at your marriages. Look at your household. Look at your children. A hot mess. Because you won't go by the rules. Yum Su, we're feminists. Oh, I didn't read no nothing about no feminists in here. Yum Su, we with the LBGTYQ and sometimes that's what. I don't see that in here. I see you bought this on yourself. You got to follow the rules. That's consequences. First year I was on equal foot. Ain't nobody told nobody nothing in this relationship. Wasn't nobody run nothing. Y'all was just easy breezy. But y'all couldn't accept none of that. So in the marriage relationship, the man is the head of the relationship. It's just that simple. Do y'all get where I'm coming from? I don't care what the United States of America told you. I don't care what the LBGTQXYZ tell you. I don't care what the feminist movement tell you. If you ain't following the rules, there's still going to be some consequences in your marriages. Now, it's just that simple. I didn't say it. Yeah, I said it. Now, if you got an issue with it, won't you take it up with him? Now, that don't mean the man's supposed to be mistreating, abusing, and dominating, sometimes kick you in the mouth and whatnot. That means he has the final say-so. Far as that, the movement of that family. And that's just as that. He don't about to mistreat you. He don't about to talk bad to you. He don't about to slap you up upside the head. But he in charge. You didn't know that, did you? But then, that being said, he don't about to be abusing you. He supposed to see you as a sister. But you bought it on yourself. Don't get mad at me. I ain't got no more to say about it. And then he got Adam. Oh, yes, sir. Adam. I gave you everything, son. I even let you name the animals. I gave you this gorgeous woman named Eve. And you couldn't stand up for the what's the right. You had to go along to get along. Oh, here's how it's going to go down for you, Adam, because there's consequences and repercussions. Then it said to Adam, because you have heeded the voice of your wife. You didn't hear me. You listened to your wife. Now, ain't nothing wrong with it if she told you the right thing. But it's quite wrong when she tell you the wrong thing. And you listen to that gorgeous woman who I gave you. From the tree which I command. Your wife don't run nothing. I commanded you, saying you should not eat of it. And that's point blank. It wasn't up for discussion. This ain't no Democratic Party. They don't make my rules, and they don't erase my rules. Curses the ground for your sake. You just have it easy breezy. But here on out, curses the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles, it shall bring you forth. It's going to be just to bring forth food. You're going to have thorns and thistles. You shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread. You're going to work hard for this till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, from the dust you are, and to the dust you shall return. At first, you didn't know that, did you? You didn't know Adam and Eve were put here to live forever in a day? He said, you had longevity. And Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living things. You got to respect your wife now. I don't care if you're the head of the house. You got to respect your wife now. You can't be talking bad to her. You can't be putting your hand on her. You can't. The Most High ain't said nothing about you putting your hand on her. He just said, you are the head of the family. He didn't say nothing about cussing out, spitting in the face, hitting an eye.
He ain't tell you do nothing. He said, you the head. And he on that. I put you in charge. Of course, at first, you did not like you lost your mind. Now you in charge. In the marriage situation. Also, Adam and his wife. Also, for Adam and his wife, the Elohim Yah, he even had compassion for them. Even though he whooped their behind, just like we do our children. He made tunics of skin and clothed them. He didn't want to see them buck naked. He knew they were buck naked. They didn't know it, but he said, I'm going to make you some tunics and clothe them. Then the Elohim Yah said, behold, man has become like one of us. He see good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life. What did I tell you? The tree of life was in there. And I can't let him put his hand on the tree of life. I was going to let him do it, but now he didn't get beside himself. I suspect he was, because I don't see him putting it in the garden for the sake of putting it there. But he tested man. And the tree of life was in the garden that offered longevity to live forever. Therefore, the Elohim Yah sent him out of the garden. I can't let him get to that tree to live forever, for which he had taken. So he had drove out man and placed cherubims. Y'all, you know, we worried about them cherubims. They ain't nothing nice. At the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword, which to turn away to guard the way to the tree of life. Yeah. You know, do you think we can live forever? Yes, we certainly can. A lot of people think Most High can restore anybody he wants. You know, you read about King Dawood. Talk about the Most High will restore my soul for his name's sake. They're the tree of life. Adam would have lived and Eve would have lived in longevity and forever in a day. But because they broke the rule, unlike some of us do, there's consequences and repercussion. That being said, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. I'm going to bring your mic on and make you. I know you got some commentaries on that. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One, the Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, family. Shalom, brother. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless
you. Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you broke that down pretty colorfully. Talking about the first man, the first woman, the first of the creation.
Exactly.
Like you said, they're supposed to live forever, but they had to follow certain rules.
Exactly.
How many different trees and how many different fruits are in the earth? It's like
it was
thousands.
So many. It was so many in that garden, bro. I mean, but they serpent caused her to focus on something she shouldn't be putting her mind on. They had so much everything to eat. They had to plant nothing. Didn't have to scuffle for nothing. They had to pull no weeds. They had to pull no thorn, no thistles. They had to do nothing there. Go and walk around, enjoy yourself, hang out together, eat whatever you want to eat and whatnot. That was just too much for you. You couldn't do it.
But he was right. The serpent deceived her.
He did. He certainly did.
He didn't tell a lie. He said, the woman you gave me, she didn't eat it. I guess he didn't know what she was bringing him.
I've listened. You gave it to me. I mean, she's fine and gorgeous, man. I'm sorry. He should have said, I'm sorry, y'all. You're right.
Yeah. But
it's on me.
Adam, the first man, our father. Eve, the first woman, our mother. They didn't pass the test. The Most High gave them one command. And one command only.
One
don't
command.
From this
one
tree.
Command. One command. You couldn't even do that. One command.
And we think that we're better than them, but we can't follow the commands that he's given us. So we haven't changed. Nature's the same. And when we fall short, we tend to blame others.
Right. The apple don't fall apart from the tree, Cartrell.
Right. So we could look back and say, blame Adam, blame Eve, but, I mean, human nature is curiosity. It said curiosity killed the cat. Sure, Eve was curious. You know, what
right.
are you talking about? To know good and evil, and you'll be like God. And
right.
a lot of people still got that dream to be like God. No, you're not meant to be like God. You're meant to have dominion over God's creation, yes.
Exactly.
Over the birds of the air, the
That's
flowers, the fish of the sea, and the beasts of the field. You're supposed to have dominion over that. not to try to be like God. You can't be like God.
True.
There's no way you could be like Elohim.
Because you didn't create nothing.
Right.
What did you create? And you ain't and you still ain't never created anything. You got some things together that the Most High didn't put down here, and you done figured out to put some things together, but you ain't never created nothing out of nothing. Okay? So don't go say, well, I made. No, you got together. You found some things that the Most High put down here. You put them things together, but you ain't create them things out of dust. Okay? Yah, only Yah can do that. Okay?
So when we get into the book of Bereshit, which the Greeks call Genesis, because Genesis is a Greek word, we see the influence of the Greeks to rename a Hebrew book that Moses, the Hebrew Israelite, wrote called Bereshit. They would call it Genesis.
Right.
Right. We see some problems.
Right.
When they talk about Eve ate the apple, it doesn't say she ate an apple. She ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that has nothing to do with an apple.
No,
she ate an apple.
No,
why
did
she cover her mouth? Why did she realize that she was naked all of a sudden? And they began to cover themselves and hide and felt the shame because of what they had done. So it was way more. This is a poetic way of describing them having some sort of a sexual encounter. Because now he's talking about this seed. Right? He said to the serpent, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat the dust all the days of your life. So we, like you said, he was an upright being who had the ability to communicate with the Adam and Eve. And all the animals had the ability to communicate with Adam and Eve at that time, which is why Adam named them what he named them.
Exactly.
So you see, Dr. Doolittle, Adam was able to communicate with the animal.
Exactly. But this serpent, he was slick.
He was something different.
He had game instead of neighborhood. He had game. You know, I've met a lot of serpents, you know, two-legged kind too. And they do got game. They do got game.
But the important thing is this curse that Yah put on all of them. He said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. So Eve's seed, which is Adam's children, right?
Exactly.
Are going to crush the serpent's children's head. Meantime, in between time, the serpent seed is going to strike Eve's seed's heel. So that's symbolic. If I strike your heel, you still live. But if I crush your head, what's going to happen to you?
You're going to die.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to die. Difference.
But that enmity, we wonder why, you know, certain people on the planet hate us.
Yeah.
We wonder why certain people on the planet with a passion for no good reason at all. This is the enmity that y'all are talking about between the seeds.
Right.
So it's from the beginning, right? The serpent put his seed in Eve. And we're going to see when she has children, right? She had Cain and Abel.
Exactly.
But they were two different seeds.
Exactly.
Now, remember, I'm jumping ahead of the story, but Cain is the big brother, and Abel is the little brother. The big brother, if he's Adam's son, should be able to receive the firstborn's inheritance. So he should not have been envious of his little baby brother, right?
Exactly.
To the point where he wanted to kill him. But that, I'm jumping ahead of the story, but it shows the enmity came out.
Exactly.
So for the woman, childbearing pain is very severe. Pain and labor. Only human beings have pain and labor. You notice that animals give birth easy?
Yeah.
They don't be going through the moaning and the groaning and screaming and the crying. I've seen a dog have six pups, just blurt them out. Wow, no pain, no nothing.
No anesthesia, no shot in the spine, none of that.
And then they lick the aftermath or the afterbirth off the little, you know, pups and stuff. And even in a while, you see deer have babies or calves on a run. They running from lions and tigers having babies.
and the calf come out running too.
Oh, they hit the ground running, baby. They hit the ground running from birth.
Exactly.
So we hear women talk about that pain. Oh, men, they don't know pain because they ain't never had no baby. They don't know what pregnancy is. Y'all
right.
been wondering, men going to feel that pain y'all feel. But he didn't leave Adam out of that equation in his punishment. Because like you said, he had it easy. All he had to do was go around. Everything was already planted. Everything was already growing. All he had to do was go and pick it and eat it. Now, because you did what I tell you not to do, check this. He said, curses the ground. Curses the earth because of you. So the earth is cursed because of Adam.
Exactly.
He said, through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. And ever since Adam's time till now, the quality of food has diminished.
Diminished.
The quality of air has diminished. The quality of the water has diminished. It's not the
quality,
paradise that they were living in.
Quality of life has diminished.
Absolutely. So we're going to get more into that later, because the quality of life, which God is not pleased with, causes him to bring judgment. He said, it will produce thorns and thistles for you. You're going to have pain while you're working to get this. It ain't going to be easy, but you're going to get cuts and nicks. And, you know, you be out in the fields and you're walking in the bush and you get stuck by them needles, man. You be like, yo, why I take this path?
It's painful.
You eat the plants of the field by the sweat of your brow. And that's how we work today. You can't live without putting your hands to work, bro. You can't sit back in your house and expect to be fed. You will eat your food. Until when? You return to the ground from where you were taken.
You can't.
For dust you are and dust you will return. That's significant because we think the Most High can't do the impossible. If he created human beings out of dust, we don't think that he could do that again.
He can do whatever he want to do. He don't need your permission or approval.
If he made women out of ribs, the rib of Adam, if he made Eve out of the rib, we don't think that he could do that again.
He don't need your permission or approval.
So we try to limit Yah to our thinking and our limitations, but Yah is unlimited. Like you said, he felt compassion for them, and he made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them because the shame had already been exposed.
Exactly.
Yah, Elohim said, this man has now become like one of us to know good and evil. So apparently Adam wasn't meant to know good and evil, but just to be following Yah's command.
Exactly.
As long as you follow his command, there won't be no evil. But the test was, are you going to follow his command? And the test for us is the same as it was for Adam. Are we going to follow Yah's command, or are we going to listen to the voices of others who's telling us otherwise? He said he must not be allowed to reach out his hand to take also from the tree of life. This is another tree. You have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and now you got
trees.
The tree of life.
Two important
trees.
Right. Yeah.
He ate from that tree. He said he would live forever.
Right.
But he missed out on that blessing because he was meant to live forever. He was supposed to eat from that tree of life, because that tree of life was not prohibited from him touching. Now that he touched the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he can't touch the tree of life.
After that?
Right. It's too late.
It's too late.
So to make
sure
that he would touch the tree of life, Most High banished him from the garden to work the ground for which he had been taken. You know, Eve had to go too because she couldn't touch that tree.
No.
So they both is banished. And
you
got to
roll
the man out and place him in the east side of the garden, cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life. You know, he was trying to get back to that tree of life. He didn't want to die.
You already know.
And he said, no, you're not coming back this way, bro.
You ain't coming back here, you and your woman. Y'all going about your business.
Yep.
You got your clothes. You got your new clothes. Don't go to work. Put in work.
So in essence, the same thing happened to us as a nation. We had the Holy Land. We had the Promised Land. Y'all said, y'all don't follow my commands, I'm kicking y'all out. And y'all not coming back for a while.
God said so. Not the Donald Trump. God said so. Not the when you said so.
Pompeo.
Yeah. Not when you said so. When I said so.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right, listeners.
Don't listen to people out there telling it it's all right to go back when y'all don't say it's all right to go back.
That's what I'm saying. Now you caught my drift. You caught my drift. And I hope you do too, listeners. Catch my drift. That being said, Cartier, thank you, my brother. That's very insightful.
Sir.
And I hope you enjoyed it, listeners. We try to give it to you
in a fashion to your understanding, and quite colorful sometimes on my behalf. And, you know, we're like a tag team, you know. And, you know, I give a colorful description, and Cottrell gives an intricate details. But you still get the full impact of the story. That being said, turn to the book of Zephaniah. This is our new study session. This guy, he comes off the whim-wham swinging. You know, sometimes you get a guy come up to play baseball. It takes a long time for him to get warmed up and hit a ball. No, this ain't like Zephaniah. This brother come up to bat and he's striking out. He's striking him at the park. Okay? This brother's striking him at the park. If y'all got that, the book of first chapter of the book of Zephaniah. This prophet, he's something else. And he's going to give you his lineage, first and foremost. The word of Yahweh which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cush. Now, this, you know what a Cush is. You know what a Cush is. Cush, by description, what his color was. A Cush, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Ezekiel. In the days of Josiah, the son of Amnon, king of Yehuda, gave you a good lineage as to where he came from. And he goes on to say, the great day of the Elohim. I told you, this guy came out. Yeah, this judgment day. This guy came out swinging. He didn't come out. He didn't have no misses, no errors, no foul balls. This guy came out hitting him at the feet.
And we're going to see if this matches up with Revelations.
Exactly.
People think that Revelation is the judgment, but these prophets spoke of the judgment way before whoever wrote Revelation, John the Revelator.
Right. That
and this was at a time of King Josiah, way before.
When he was taken up supposedly and went to the Isle of Patmos. Okay. All right.
Right.
Why is he going to a Greek isle? Anyway. Talking about
Yahweh's prophecy.
Oh, the Hebrew going to a Greek isle to get Yah's prophecy. But it couldn't. All these prophets, I mean, seemed like to me, they was in the homeland. They got the prophecies. They were in captivity and whatnot.
No. Zephaniah was with the king when they had control of the land, the kings of Judah, before they got kicked out, sent to Babylon.
I'm talking about not only him, Zephaniah, but I'm talking about most of all the prophets. You see what I'm saying?
But with Zephaniah, we see that he wasn't directing his attention at Israel per se, like Isaiah and Jeremiah. He's directing his prophecy at the world.
Exactly. So,
and Israel, a little bit later.
And us. So since you want to know what Yah thinks in the fine analysis, it's going down. I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, is the Elohim. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the air, the heavens, the fish of the sea, the stumbling blocks, along with the wicked. I will cut off man from the face of the land, says the Elohim. I will stretch out my hand against Yehuda, against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal, your idolatry, from this place. The names of the idolatrous priest with the pagan priest. We got a lot of them. Those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops. Those who worship and swear oath by the Elohim. Those who swear by Malcolm. Those who turn back from following the Elohim and have not sought the Elohim nor inquired of him. Be silent in the presence of the Elohim Yah, for the day of the Elohim is at hand. For the Elohim has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited his guests. It's going down. And it shall be in the day of the Elohim sacrifice that I will punish the princesses, the king's children, and all such are clothed with foreign apparel. You didn't became just like your enemies. You became foreigners in the whole sense of the word. And that day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fear their master's house with violence and deceit.
They that sounds like the Republican Party, bro.
Hey, what you said? What you said? And there shall be on that day, says the Elohim, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, a loud crashing from the hills. Wells, you inhabitants of Matis, for all the merchant people are cut down. All those who handle money are cut off. I'm going to get rid of the money handlers. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who settle in complacency, who say in their heart, their mind, their Elohim will not do good, nor will he do evil. It don't matter because it don't mean nothing. Therefore,
they don't believe that Yah exists.
Yeah,
they're looking for him in a hot what they call that? CERN collider.
Exactly.
God particle.
Yeah, so y'all saying it don't matter because he don't mean nothing. And therefore, their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall be a houses, but shall not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. The great day of the Elohim is near. Now, a day is like 1,000 years to Yah, and a 1,000 years is like a day. See, y'all think 1,000 years, oh, that's a long time. That's a long time, y'all. No, it ain't no long time, y'all. A day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day to y'all. And the great day of the Elohim is near.
But yeah, too.
We
just read Genesis 2 days ago.
Right.
About how Yah created the heavens and the earth.
Exactly.
What day did he create the sun, the moon, and the stars?
I think it was the second day.
No, it's the third day.
My bad.
Which goes to show you that we count by the sun, the moon, and the stars, because he said he would give us to us for as a sign and for seasons and for years and for months, right?
Right.
But he said it was the third day. What days was he counting?
Exactly.
Because we count by the sun, the moon, and stars. It wasn't created until the third day. How
exactly.
was he counting? What was he counting by on the first and the second day?
Exactly. How was he counting?
How was he counting? Right. Because we began counting as far as, you know, we only could count by what the sun and the moon does.
Yeah, but we count according to the way that man perceives.
Right.
But as I said, the Most High don't need your approval nor permission to count the way he perceives. Because he said, told you, your mind ain't like my mind. You don't think like I think. Okay? You'll never think like I think. And I don't even
and
try.
Especially counting
right.
time like he counts time, because
right.
if
right.
the sun and the moon and the stars were created on the third day, we would think that the sun, the moon, and the stars was created on the first day, and that's how Yah created
right.
time. No,
right.
he created it on the third day.
So why would he have to rest after those days were just short 24 hours? If those days were just simply short 24-hour days, why would Yah have to take a rest? I think them days were mighty long days, brother. Mighty long days, according to Yah's county, not according to ours.
And it must have took him a tremendous amount of effort to admit that he had to rest.
Yeah, he's tired. I'm saying a whole lot
but
of work, man.
How great is creation? How
right.
wonderful and marvelous is creation? Still
exactly.
can't figure it out.
He took some time to, I mean, he had to do intricate detail, bro. You imagine making every tree, every leaf, every vine, I mean, all the grass blade. Man, that's a mighty lot of time, you know.
Creating mountains and different
yeah,
species
mountains.
Of animals. They're still
yeah.
discovering new species
yeah.
of animal in the sea every day in 2020.
Yeah, that's a lot of intricate detail, brother. Intricate detail. And then it's
they
only
haven't
crazy.
Really measured out the heavens.
Exactly.
They're only seeing, they say, 10% of what's really out there.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. Y'all put in a lot of work. The great day of the Elohim is near. It is near and hasting quickly. The noise of the day of the Elohim is bitter. It's going to be a bitter day. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and dark, thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities, against the high towers. I will bring distress.
But also,
yo,
this is the same type of warning that Noah was giving the people in his time.
Sound like it to me.
So we getting warned. We can't say we're not being warned, right, of this great day that's coming, which nobody's really talking about. And if we talked about it to people, they would think that we're crazy. Some people have an inkling that Judgment Day is coming, but they've never heard it described like this by the prophet Zephaniah, who was commissioned by Yah to describe what exactly it's going to be. So Yah's given us fair warning because these books, this has been on record, you know, for thousands of years now.
And like I said, 1,000 years is like a day to Yah, and a day is like 1,000 years to Yah. But to you, it's a whole lot of time. To you, the earth is here a whole lot of time. But to Yah, the earth ain't been here. The earth is young. The earth is not old as we see it from our human perspective. But to Yah, the earth is not old at all. It's very young. I will bring distress upon men. It's going to be a distressful situation. They shall walk like blind men. They walk around like a walking dead. And they seem to be doing it right about now. Because they have sinned against the Elohim. Their blood shall be poured out like dust. And their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver. They can't buy their way out of this butt whooping. And in the day of the Elohim's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured. But the first out of his jealousy because of all this idolatry and this wickedness going on. For he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Man, I told you this guy came out swinging.
Your book says the land. My book says the earth. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed. But he will make a sudden end of how many? All who live on the earth. So if he make a sudden end of all who live on the earth, can he bring anybody back?
He can restore who he is. King David says it all the time. He restored my soul for your name's sake. He's going to restore a whole lot of us. You know, and just make sure you in that restoration. That's the only thing I can tell you. You better have your mind right. You better know who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. And you better make some amends. You better turn to him and seek him. Seek him early. Because when the day comes, it ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be nothing nice. Because this is a wicked world, as you can see what's going on as we speak. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and universally speaking, this is a wicked, because when they use universal white race supremacy as a supreme source, that is in contradiction to what the Most High says. And everybody seems to fall after the nonsense of it. That is in contradiction. That is against Yah. Ain't no man supreme, but who the Most High designate. And that's to be humble and subjection to him, our nation. And not to be Lord Nova folks and whatnot. And mistreating and killing people and abusing people and taking their lands and whatnot. That's not Yah. That's wicked and evil. You can't build a city on the blood, because sooner or later what goes around comes around is a boomerang effect. You can run, but you can't hide. The day of wrath will come on all of us. You better get some get right, brothers and sisters. After this show tonight, let me make a suggestion to you. You better go and find out where the East at. You better lift your hands up in supplication, ask for mercy, and don't be trying to worship no other gods. Don't be listening to no universal white race supremacy. Don't be listening to all these idolatry religions they got. This daughter of Babylon, she got warehouses of idols. Don't pick up nail one of them. You turn to the Most High and get your mind right. That's my suggestion, because that's the only thing. You think this is a game? You think, look at these folks walking around like they blind. This man in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is talking like he a madman. And these folks walk around like they're walking in. Okay, whatever Donald Trump said, it's got to be right. I'm a walking dead. Come on, man. Get your mind right. All right, Katia, my brother and friend. I know you have a wonderful song for us, and we all is. Hey, hold on. Katia, I got something for you. Can you hear this? Can you hear this before you get started? Can you hear this? Tell me if you can hear it. Can you hear that, Katia?
I hear some static.
Uh-huh.
I hear some static.
Oh, you hear some static? You can't hear that good? Oh, you can't hear it?
I hear it a little bit.
Okay.
Sound like reggae.
Yeah, hold on. What about now?
No, I hear nothing now.
Okay. Well, I tried to play it externally, but I couldn't play it. It was the ball of confusion, and certainly that's what the world is today. Katria, my brother and friend, we're all ears, my brother and friend. We want to hear Yah's word in whatever fashion it is, because all of his word is beautiful, it's instructive, it's corrective, it's informative, and it's your solution to everything that ails you. You're not going to get it from your political party. You're not going to get it from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but you will get it from his word. This ain't no game, people. Cartrell, we all ears, my brother and friend. May the Most High bless you.
That was an interesting analysis of that chapter. And your thoughts on the universal white racist supremacists. We see that they're desperate. They have power. They have money. They're living good. And they're so desperate and afraid. What do they see that we don't see? They see that judgment day is coming. And they invested in gold and silver. With the Most High say, your gold and silver is not going to save you in this day. So
exactly.
We listen to all these voices in Babylon, whether it be religious voices, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, or the Democratic or Republican Party or Hare Krishna or whoever you're listening to, whatever voices you're listening to, that's not directing you to this judgment day that's coming for all mankind and nobody's made you aware. You better get on your job, because Yah's not going to spare anybody, that's dealing with the wicked. You know, there was no excuse or out for Eve or Adam when they were deceived by the serpent. They still had to pay the price. They couldn't put it off on anybody else. So just like them, we can't put anything off on anybody else. We're responsible for our own souls. So we're getting a message. We're getting a warning from Yah that he's going to bring this day of judgment upon the earth. And everybody in the earth is subject to this judgment. We better get ourselves right now. So what we've been reading helps us. It gives us guides to how to connect with Yah and the path and the actions that we should be taking. So we're reading the Psalms, and we're on Psalms chapter 48. We're still with the sons of Korach, who were very wise men, who apparently had the same doctrine and understanding and manifesto that King David had, because they teach us how to connect with our Creator.
Exactly.
Praise Yah. For the reading of his word, the sons of Korach, Psalms 46.
46.
Yes. Are you there?
I'm there, brother.
They say, Elohim is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We could stop right there. Is Yah your refuge? Is Yah your strength? Is he your help whenever you're in trouble? If he's not, you better get on that train right now. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way. And that's what the Most High said he's going to do, right? The earth going to give way. He's going to consume the earth with this fire of jealousy. And the mountains fall into the hearts of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of Elohim, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Elohim is within her. she will not fail. She will not fall. Elohim will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. What you said he's going to do? Yah Almighty is with us. I'm going to say that again. Yah Almighty is with us. The Elohim of Yaakov is our fortress. We can stop there, but we're not going to stop. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. He's our strength. Come and see what Yah has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, be still and know that I am Elohim. So you ain't got to worry about the weaponology and the technology and the military buildup that these nations got. Yah said he breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shield with fire. We're talking about that devouring fire that he told Lot's wife not to look back on, and she did and turned into a pillar of salt. That fire that Yah brings, can't nobody stand before it. No weapon, not anything that man has created. He says, be still and know that I am Elohim. So he's telling you, he's going to handle this battle. He's going to handle our enemies. He's going to handle this war. We just have to be still, be patient, be strong, and watch what the Most High does for us. I will be exalted among the nations. This is Yah talking. And I will be exalted in the earth. Is Yah exalted today among the nations? Is he exalted in the earth? Not yet. But he
Not
will
yet.
Be. Again, he reassures us. Yah Almighty is with us. We ain't waiting for him to come. He ain't coming from the sky. He ain't coming from the other side of the universe. He hears our prayer. He is nigh. He said he's in our very mouth. And he's watching everything that we do. Yah Almighty is with us. The Elohim of Yaakov is our fortress. The fact that he's with us, you have to know he's our refuge, our fortress. And we are very well protected as long as we are vibing with him. But like Adam, he will kick you out if you're not listening to his commands. And he will ban you because you violated his instructions. So we need to find out everything that Yah has commanded us to do and do it to the best of our ability with all our heart, soul, might, and strength.
True be told. Thank you very much, Cottrell. And
thank you, brother.
It's my pleasure, brother. Again, I want to offer our prayers, our virtual hugs, and our love to our brothers and sisters out there that are feeling the wrath, that are feeling the pain in Kenosha, and all over this universe, and especially all over the Western Hemisphere. Our prayers, our love are with you and our concerns. And may the Most High bless you. Contrary, any closing remarks, my brother and friend?
Yes, I pray that this pain, this oppression, the murder of our people shakes and wakes our people up to the truth about themselves. They're talking about saving democracy or saving civilization. No. We need to know what's really going on. And our people don't really know what's going on. They're thinking that democracy and the goodness of America is turning on us. We love in America. America's not loving us. No, America's never loved us and never will love us. Because of that enmity between the serpent seed and Eve seed, which is Adam's seed. So we, Adam's seed, dealing with the serpent seed. And that's just what it is. And I pray today, tonight, that the Most High sends his guardian angels out to our people that are vulnerable for this hurricane that's about to hit. Hurricane Laura, wherever it hits, whatever damage it does,
I pray
that the Most High spares our people.
And especially in lieu of those fires in California, too. And especially in lieu of the plague, Corona, which ain't going nowhere in spite of what they said. I told these are blind people. They walk around blind, lying to themselves and each other. They want you to lie to yourself and each other. You know, I had a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment for the VA. They called me, and I prayed to the Most High. The Most High said, don't go there, Rona there. And I called the VA. I said, no, I don't want no dentist up in my face. Okay? Trying to look at my teeth? That's too close for comfort. It's too close for comfort. What would possess them to think? I want a dentist up in my mouth. All up in my face. And they got to get all up in your mouth, all up in your face. And Most High, I prayed to him. I said, Most High, what you want me to do? You think it's all right? Most High said, nah, that's a wrap. Tell him you.
If your teeth ain't hurting, brother, you can still eat that food. You good?
Yeah.
Brush your teeth twice a day.
Yeah.
Don't eat no sweets.
Well,
basic
young
stuff, man.
Yumsu trusted. The only somebody trusts, I trust in brothers and sisters that trust in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't trust in my enemies. I trust in the Most High. And I go to the Most High when I try to make every major decision or any minor decision, even petty decision. And that's the first thing. And I said, man, what they calling me? But I called the VA. He said, you got a dentist appointment. I said, okay. Now, let me. I ain't got no dentist appointment until I confirm it by Yah. And I prayed to Yah and I cast lots. So like our brother and sister did back in the day, I prayed to Yah, I cast lots. And the Most High led me, no, don't go up in there. These folk got to get all up in your face with gloves on and whatnot. And Rona is sitting right up in the corner waiting on you to come up in there. I said, no, Rona's sitting up in there. I'm not going up in there. So what I'm saying, get in there, brother, sister. These people
you can't
are
see no dentist.
Right.
With
these
a mask
people.
On.
That's what I'm saying. And I got to take my mask off. He got his mask on. They said through these masks. Even though through these masks, even the best of masks, you know, he got to be all up in your mouth. He breathing all up in your nose and mouth. No, dog, that's all right. That's all right. No,
and he ain't just dealing with you. He's dealing with many patients that got that same dental appointment.
Exactly.
How many people he done dealt with? All up in his mouth.
I don't know what he got. I don't know what he got. I ain't going. And I called. I canceled the appointment. And I will make one. When the Most High said, make one. And not before then. I'm going to tell you that. I trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I pray that you do too. And stop. Because these people are trying to pretend and lie to themselves. There ain't nothing going on. But see.
They suicidal, man. They want you to be suicidal. Just right. Like them. They going out in rallies without masks. And the
right.
President is leading the charge.
Right. And they these people blind. We just read that. They walk around like blind men and women. No, I don't know. I ain't going like that. I ain't going nowhere. And I ain't doing nothing till I get a word from y'all. And y'all better have that mind, too. You ain't doing nothing or going nowhere till you get a word from y'all, okay? Don't do it.
Especially by way of the quick vaccines they're trying to put out.
Oh, no. Well, you forget about that one. I ain't taking nothing, okay? I ain't taking a thing. And then these vaccines that it takes 2 years to make. They done made it in 4 months and said, take it. Okay, all right. I wish I would.
And we the guinea pigs for them because they trying to say we got the coronavirus worse, it's hitting our community the worst, so we going to be the first ones that they try to give it to.
Try to set it up so we can take it first. Go on, take it, Mikey. Mikey, he eat anything. Give it to Mikey. You know, they try to do us just like Mikey.
Yep.
Mikey, he eat anything. Get the mic. You hear me, Cartrell?
Yeah. I hear you, bro.
All right, listen.
Enough is enough.
We're going to get ready to get out of here. We hope you enjoyed the study session. We try to pack it in. We don't try to lead you out. We don't try to shortchange it. We try to keep it real, right down the middle. And then we don't sugarcoat it. Because we can't sugarcoat it. We don't sugarcoat no lies here. We just keep it real, straight down the middle. That's what you need, real, straight down the middle. And we pray that the Most High bless you. And that he direct and order your step. Not us, he does. And don't even trust anything we say. You go before us and you go behind us. And you study what we just put out to you. And you trust in Yah. See, we ain't trying to be nothing special here. Not here. The Most High gonna put us where we need to go when we get out of here. So we just trying to put the word out to you. We want you to apply this word to your life so you can see some solutions. So you can have confidence that you won't be fearful, that you run around with the walking dead, blind too. Won't you be confident in Yah? Because in fine analysis, it does matter because it does mean something as far as Yah is concerned. He ain't forgot and he ain't dead. Cartrell, any final remarks before I shut it down?
I'd say again, my prayers go out to the family in California, to the family in the Gulf Coast that's about to face the wrath of the Most High, that he would be a refuge and a fortress to our people down there. We're in some trying times, man, and the Most High is bringing this judgment on the earth little by little. Not like it's described in the chapter yet, but it's coming. We got to know that it's coming. And we have to make our refuge and our fortress and our trust and our hope and not listen to the voices that would take us away from that.
Truth be told, Contrail. Truth be told. All right, listeners, we pray that you enjoyed this study session and that it was enlightening, informative, and most importantly, that you make the right applications according to the word of Yah. I don't know where you're going. We don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. Contrail from New York City and Yamsuf Ari from Memphis, Tennessee. We love you. May the Most High bless you and get you a new thinker. And when you get off this show, let us make a suggestion that you go to Yah and pray for protection of yourself and your family, for the protective of our family, universally speaking, and because we're finna catch hell. We love you.
Yes.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Go ahead, Contrail. Go out. I'm not shutting you off.
My prayer for you, because you in line of that hurricane in Tennessee, man.
Hey, man, I ain't thought about it. Truth be told.
Well, so I'll be with you.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much. Listeners, may the Most High be with you wherever you're from. And we love you. Keep it real. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night.
The blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand that?